Star 1310, and we welcome to Star 1310, Lex. Lex, how are you?
What's happening?
You got it. You got it. Seems like everything is phenomenal.
That's funny. That is funny. Okay. Yes, it is.
Listen, are you excited about phenomenal?
I am. September 4th is going down. I am excited about it. I'm with Malico Music Group, and I am really excited about what they're doing with the project. And I just love the fact that they loved it. So,
Lexi,
that's where I am.
Who is Lexi? Because you do several things. Not only do you record, but what I'm doing now, you interview people TV-wise. Am I correct?
I do. You okay. are correct.
So, what do you like doing most?
That's hard to say because I love interviewing people. I just love people. But at the same time, I sing all the time. I mean, I never stop. Even if I'm not making a record, I'm going to do that every single Sunday. You know, I'm leading praise and worship at my church. That's what I do. You know, and so I don't know. I love them both equally. I really do.
Burn It All Down is burning the charts up. Tell us about wow. Burn It All Down.
You got a lot of puns today. Hilarious. I love Burn It All Down because it speaks to where I am right now. I'm really over hearing pastors talk about themselves, hearing pastors talk about their wealth and what they've accumulated and how you can be like them and, you know, all of that. I'm so sick of it because, you know, we need to get back to the fundamentals, which is talking about what Christ did on the cross. You know, I think we've left that message. I'm not sure why, because if he had not done what he did, we wouldn't be where we are. We wouldn't be saved because of his love. You know, so that's where I am. That's what Burn It All Down means to me. If my ambition is starting to get in the way of me loving Christ and doing what I'm supposed to do, then burn it all down. Seriously.
Now,
I don't need it.
Did Alexis Allen think that she would be singing back up for such people as Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Fred Hammond, Gerald Levert? You ever think you would be doing that?
Yeah, singing backup is easy. I mean, that's, you know, you get to know some people and you sing backup. Absolutely, that's what I wanted to do. I started singing around and getting to know people. Yeah, absolutely.
Was it frightening when you came out front to do your own thing?
No, I've always been out front. I mean, I've always sang by myself. I'm an only child, so I've always done a lot of stuff by myself. So, you know, I've always sang solos growing up, you know, in the church and stuff like that. And I was part of the group Anointed when we all were in high school and in Columbus, Ohio. So I've been a part of one group in my life. And the rest I've just been, you know, doing solos and stuff.
Did your grandfather have to give you a push to start singing in the church?
No.
Or was it a natural thing?
No. No push. I mean, it's just what I did. You know, when you grow up Kojic and you can sing, that's what you're going to do. You're going to sing. If we know that you can sing, we're going to have you on the evening service. You're going to sing in the choir. You're going to do that solo, and that's what it is. You don't really have a choice in the matter.
How important was Evander Holyfield in your career?
Extremely important. I mean, he believed in me, and I loved the fact that he was Evander. You know, I got a chance to meet him, and it was so amazing, and he started a record company. It didn't last, you know, but I appreciate Evander for who he is. He's one of the nicest, most generous people that I've ever met in my life, and I hope that God blesses him for his generosity. That he's shown to so many people throughout his life. And I love Evander. It didn't work out, you know, him having a record company, but just him liking my music and him believing in me, you know, meant a lot. It really did. It meant a lot to my husband and I. I didn't have no hits, but, you know, it meant a lot. He's a great person.
You are also a thespian. A good man is hard to find.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I was just, you know, just a play I was in. I was in a couple of plays, and I did that right out of college. It was a lot of fun. Gave me a chance to travel and make money, you know, fresh out of college. And it was something that I liked doing. It was great.
Also, Listen to Your Woman. That was another play you were in. Am I correct?
Yeah, Listen to Your Woman. I was on that play with, like, Ralph Tresvant, Johnny Gill, the late Sean LeVert. He was in it. I've met a lot of people, a lot of great people on the play circuit. So,
now, the word network. How did you hook that up? How did that happen for Lexi?
My husband and I were doing jingles for companies, and I called the word network, and got in touch with them, and they didn't have a jingle, and we made one for them. And we just kept a relationship going right after that. The relationship just continued. And after my husband passed, shortly after we did the jingle for them, they kept up the relationship and asked me would I do some correspondence work for them on television. And I said, sure. And I did it. And it evolved until now.
What kind of television show would you say the Lexi show is?
It's a talk show.
Okay. Is it hard hitting or?